Today on Real Radio.
Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, at evening, midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning itself, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. That's Jesus' words to us.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are freely. Give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. One of the great hopes for the believer is the promise of the Messiah's return. It's such a wonderful promise and such a fundamental of the faith. Our teacher delivers a series of presentations taken from chapter 12 called When Jesus Christ Comes Again. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
What's amazing about this in the Greek construction of this verse, church, are you listening to me? You got to get this. You can forget everything else that you've heard so far, but you got to get this. The word means if, for example, I'll elaborate on it. If the Lord should come in the first watch, that's great. If the Lord should come in the second watch, wow, you're blessed. If the Lord should come in the third watch, blessed, blessed. There's four watches to a Jewish night. If he should come in the fourth watch, that's that time between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. It's the last watch of the day. Overwhelmingly blessed you are. Church, get excited over this. Jesus Christ has not yet come. We've waited a long time. You say, well, Jack, I'm only 20 years old. I haven't waited all that long. That's not what he means. If you're a brand new believer today, it means that you have now come to that third or fourth watch of the night. It's been 2,000 years. And you know how blessed you and I are? The generation that Jesus Christ comes and retrieves and raptures out of this world, super blessed are they. Why? Because they had to wait the longest. When's he coming back? When's he coming back? I ask that question every day. But don't give up. Hang in there, endure unto the end. Why? Super blessed are those that when he comes back, the longer you wait, the sweeter it's going to be. I find that wonderful. What an encouragement to us who've waited for so long. After 2,000 years, don't you think that Paul and Peter, Paul, and Mary, James and John, all of them would be excited that you're reading the Bible and loving Jesus 2,000 years have passed, and you're loving the Lord. You've not even seen him, and you love him. What an amazing, awesome thing that is. And so he says that we're blessed. Very exciting. Mark chapter 13, verse 33. Mark 13, 33. Jesus said, take heed, watch, and pray. There you go. For you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going into a far country who has left a house and given authority to his servants to each his own work. Watch. And commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, at evening, midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning itself, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. That's Jesus' words to us. You guys, am I yelling? I'm so excited. I'm sorry. This is awesome. Let's be honest. Aren't you working hard at waiting and watching? I am. I mean, come on. Do you feel the world trying to hook you away right now? Like, hey, look at this. Hey, look at that. Hey, do this. Hey, do that. Listen, the Lord could come back today. What are you doing? The Lord could come back today. How exciting is that? 1 John 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, beloved, now we are the children of God. In other words, you've been born again. You're a believer in Christ. Great. It has not yet been revealed what we will be like. What are we going to be like when we're there? How's it going to be? I wonder all about it. What am I going to see? What am I going to feel? Well, it does not yet appear what we're going to be like. Look what he says. But we know this, that when he is revealed, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. In other words, we will be like him, good enough for me. Is that good enough for you? Oh, yes, Jack, it's good enough for me, but you mentioned work a moment ago. That's it. I'm going to do all this stuff, and I'm going to show God how great thou art and how great I am. I'm going to pray my way into total absolute righteousness. Look, wonderful, but don't equate righteous deeds and your works as acceptance to God. Don't go about saying that, yes, I believe that it's by faith in Jesus Christ alone, plus all that I can do to improve my standing with God. No, that's wrong. Yes, we're to be about our Father's business, and yes, we are to be about doing good things to the glory of God, but those things we do because we are his children, not to become his children. Do you understand that? Amen. This is critical, very important. You and I are to love and to do, living this life because we are his children, not because we're trying to earn his acceptance. There's only one way to have him in your life, and that's what Jesus said. You must be born again. You must give up. And I would imagine, I don't know, I don't remember, but the day that I was born, I would think it had to hurt. I mean, I'm just guessing. But have you seen a baby come out? They don't look all that great. And then the poor little thing comes out. They're all kind of twisted up looking. And they're just, you know, I'm sorry, but we were ugly when we were born. Oh, he's such a beautiful baby. Get real. Looks like a 90-year-old man with jelly all over him. But it looks like it hurt. Can you imagine living in there for 9 months, 98.6 degrees, you got no winter to deal with? It's perfect. It's like, great. Everything, you know, everything's perfect sound. Got this boom, 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 heart beating of the mother. It's great. And all of a sudden, you know, you look, something's pushing you from the back. What is this? Oh, that can't be comfortable. And then all of a sudden, divinely, this announcement, turn around. Head first. Imagine that for a moment. What am I doing? And then something from the back out of the dark is pushing and pushing and things are squeezing and then into the world. It's cold. There's lights. There's people there. The poor kid comes. They're sucking on the guy's nose and on his mouth. Out comes the kid. Up, slap, bam. First thing you come into the world, smack. You start crying. Now listen, that's being born. Being born again, I can tell you this, it was painful. The night that I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, I didn't plan on waking up that day. Oh, this feels like a great day to be totally convicted for all the wrong that I've ever done in my life. I'm gonna wish myself dead by the end of this day. I'm gonna go about my own business because after all, I'm the only one I care about. And I'm gonna live it for me. But 9 o'clock that night, walk into a church, I got saved and I got born again. And what that meant was there was pressure. Things began to squeeze and it's as though the finger of God began to poke upon me saying, you're busted. You're gonna die in your sins. All of this came into my heart and I was so convicted of my sin. And that hurt, but in a moment, Lord Jesus, forgive me and cleanse me of my sin. Oh God, I believe that you died on the cross and rose again from the dead. Be my Savior. You breathe for the first time. A brand new life. If you don't know what that's like, you've got to know what that's like if you're ever going to be in his presence. And if he should come today, you'd want to know. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, do not be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have died in Jesus, lest you sorrow as those who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, church, do you believe that Jesus died and rose again? Even so, God will bring with those who died in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have died. That is, the dead in Christ will rise first. He said, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It's called the rapture. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. What an awesome thing. See, that's what I'm hoping for today. You say, well, Jack, what if he doesn't come back today? Then I'm going to get up and live for God tomorrow. Well, what if he doesn't come back for 10 years? Then I've got to live for God for the next 10 years. See, I would rather live my life like that than trying to play some crazy little guessing game. And besides, the Bible warns, don't listen to anybody who says, the Lord delays his return. In other words, I think he's coming later. The Bible says, don't listen to those kinds of people. Why? Because when you think he's coming later, you'll slack off on your commitment to him. It's human nature to slack off. Colossians 3, verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's going to be a good day. And then here's a great one. 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, now this I say to you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We need to be changed, you guys. Nor does corruption, that's these carcasses, these bodies of ours, inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, or the word is die. We shall not all die, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. May it be today. Third and final point this morning. When Christ Jesus comes again, he's returning for those who are ready. And I pray that you're ready. Verses 39 to 40. Returning for those who are ready means this, ready and alert. Verse 39, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. That's, of course, if a thief were to call you up and say, I'm going to break into your house at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wouldn't it be nice if they did that? If he were to do that, we would deal with him. Jesus says, know this, if the master would have known when the thief was coming, he'd been ready. So what's he saying? The thief can come at any time. So to combat that, always be ready. And this is the work of the Christian, to see to it that we're ready. The Christian will be alert. The word means to be attentive, to be discerning about the time. Note this, the Christian will be alert regarding the times in which he or she lives. This is amazing stuff. Church, this is pretty exciting to me, because if you think about it, if you're alert to the day and age in which we live, and I firmly believe this, what I'm about to say, I believe the Christian should be the most in tune with what's happening with the world, but not be of the world. I believe the Christian should be monitoring the world, but not playing with the world. I think that the Christian, and it's a serious thing for the Christian to be watching the nation of Israel always, watching the prophetic word of God, knowing your Bible, reading it. This week, we've come through our one-year Bible reading together through Ezekiel, speaking about the last day events, watching those nations of the Middle East. What's going on in the world? What's happening with the trend of people and evil advancing? What the Christian should always be monitoring the world. What's going on with our freedoms? To preach the gospel. Very soon, now in Canada, because of freedoms being taken away, Christian broadcasting has to be edited before it goes into Canada and broadcast over Canadian airwaves now. Because parts of the gospel, parts of this Bible in your lap have now been deemed dangerous. And it's not acceptable. Those days are going to get worse and worse, and they're coming to America. But the Christian needs to know this and be watching this. To do what? To panic? No. Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, what did he say? Look up, for your redemption draws near. When we see something happening in the world, when we see saber rattling in the Middle East yet again, it just reminds us, oh Lord, come quickly. That doesn't mean we give up and quit, by no means. But we are alert. And first, jot it down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1. It says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves, read this carefully, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Question, to who does he come as a thief in the night? For when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that that day should overtake you as a thief. Don't let anyone ever tell you that the Lord is coming back as a thief in the night for you. The only way that would happen is if you're not ready. If you're not waiting. If you're not watching. But to those of you who are Christians, you're walking in the light. It's not going to be a surprise to you. You're going to be anticipating the times and the seasons. We won't know the day or the hour, but we will discern the times and the seasons. He says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. For those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Isn't that great? And then secondly, verse 40, ready and awake. Church, listen, ready by being conscious and aware. The Lord could come back at any time. The Bible tells us that when he comes, there'll be the trumpet blast. Remember that in 1 Thessalonians 4, the shout, the voice of God, and the trumpet blast will happen. Now watch this. This being, mark it in your Bible, be ready, is the Greek word in the present tense, continuous, which means be being ready. The believers to be expecting him at any time. Either we were just playing with you or we've all been left behind. Okay, stop right there. What if that would have been it? Where would you have been? Where would you have gone? The Bible says that he's going to come back. The Bible says he's going to come back, and those who are ready will go in. Those who were caught unaware, he says that I will cut them with a portion of the unbeliever. What a serious moment. What if God had decided in that moment, that's it. Time's up. Jesus said, in an hour that you think not. What is it? It is the 10 o'clock hour. I bet you thought not that that trumpet was going to blast. Where would you have been? Would this church would have been empty? Would it have been completely empty? Would somebody have been left behind? Would you have been looking around saying, oh my goodness, I should have been listening? Jesus said, I'm going to come in an hour that you think not. Did you think that horn was going to go off? And if a little dumb idea by a man can get your attention, can you imagine when the Lord returns? Wow, can you imagine when this airs on the radio? Somebody's going to be driving down the freeway. But in that moment, what would have happened to you? You would have been left behind, or you would have gone up to meet the Lord in the air. The amazing thing is, I know where I'm going because all to him I owe. He's done it all. But what about you? If that scared you a moment ago, what about you? It would have been a horrible thing. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And listen, and to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. And then listen, Matthew 25:13, watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Finally here, verse 40, ready and able. For the Son of Man, Jesus said, is coming in an hour that you do not expect him. What a powerful statement that is. Seven things, and we're done. Very fast. Number one, what am I to be doing so that I'm ready to go? Number one, believer, Christian, listen, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask him every day, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Number two, be in the Word of God. You ought to know this. It's more difficult, is it not, more difficult for you and I to be in the Bible now than ever before. Have you noticed? Have you noticed this? In fact, Lisa and I had to laugh yesterday. We opened up the Word of God to read it together, and it was a fine morning. Phone starts ringing. And then the phone rang. That was the house phone. The phone rang, and then the cell phone started ringing. Then my cell phone started ringing, and then somebody called back on the house phone again. Boom, boom, boom. If we would have closed the Bible, the phone wouldn't have rang. Have you noticed that when you open the Bible to read it, even your dead cousin will come back and knock on the door? Hey, I'm back! You will be interrupted. It's a spiritual thing. It's more difficult now to read the Bible and to pray than ever before. At least it's true in my life. I can be lonely and get on my knees to pray and somebody will show up. Absolutely amazing. Be in the Word of God. Third, be on guard against evil. Let me put it to you this way. In my life, maybe it's true in your life, evil doesn't show up now like it used to. Evil used to show up with fangs hanging and, you know, red underwear with horns on the head. Ah, I'm evil! Oh, not anymore. Evil shows up now incredibly beautiful, incredibly nice, incredibly seemingly good, incredibly, I'll be a fool if I don't take that deal. Evil has dressed itself up. Will somebody agree with me, or am I all alone on that one? Be on guard against evil. Fourthly, be in fellowship with other Christians. And I mean fellowship. Look, I'm glad that you go to a picnic or to the parade with other Christians. That's great. But that's not what I mean. Be in fellowship with other Christians. Start talking deep with other believers. Guys, start meeting other guys and start saying, hey, you guys pray for me. Start establishing, I beg of you men, friendships in Christ and go deep. Yes, not just in football. Go deep. I know what that means. Go deep. Run with your friend or friends in a men's group to the deepest spiritual area of growth that you possibly can. Begin to share with fellow guys and fellowship around the Word of God. If you do extra things, that's fine. If you go dirt bike riding, that's nice. But listen, that's not what I'm talking about. True Christian fellowship. You got to do that. Fifth, serve the Lord's interest. Be involved in the things of God. Six, watch for His return. And then seven, stay at it. Be waiting. Wait for Him. It is essential.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a mini-series called When Jesus Christ Comes Again. It's a series of studies taken from Luke chapter 12 and part of our journey through this fascinating New Testament narrative, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, recently, we stepped aside from our verse-by-verse through this Gospel of Luke and presented Pastor Jack's Being a Christian While on Campus. It's actually part of a greater collection of teachings called the Life in the Bible series, but Being a Christian While on Campus we thought we would air and offer because of the time of year. Well, we've gotten quite a bit of response on Being a Christian While on Campus, so we've made the decision to extend our offer of sending you on DVD Being a Christian While on Campus for your contribution to the outreach of Real Radio of any amount. The contribution is tax deductible, of course, and you just have to ask for it by name, Being a Christian While on Campus on DVD. More than one way to get in touch, beginning with our website, you can visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to do things the traditional way, here's our mailing address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous participation of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine. I'm amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.